Cats aren't real. Say it with me. Write it down. This will change your life. This, by the way, this could be the most important podcast episode learning lesson of your life. Talk about total freedom. Let's begin with three words. Cats aren't real. As in, what's up, pussycat? I know. My ex-wife and I, we had 11 of them in 12 litter pans. We took in a mama stray. She had 5 kittens. Couldn't give them up. Ditto Dot, Dash, Yoda, and Reiki were their names. Loved them. Beautiful cats. But we got to get very real here. Ready? Cats aren't real. By the way, what has me on this today? First of all, there are some people teaching some nutty stuff out there. I'm talking full-blown Looney Tunes. The problem is, when you're desperate, how do you tell? Because when people are desperate, they will grab for Looney Tunes. Think about it, right? But I seem to digress, because cats aren't real. That's how I answered an email today, right? So actually, it was a Facebook Messenger thing. All right, I got to get with the 90s here. You can tell my age. I still call things tapes when they're recordings. Films when it's a movie. I still open the door for lovely ladies. I don't care if they're 7 or 70. I even hold the door for some that aren't so lovely. I'm talking attitudes here. But I also seem to digress again. But let's dive in, because cats aren't real. And so I get the private message, because I posted something publicly. Mr. 20, you know Neville Goddard taught that the only one real in your reality is you. No one else is real. And of course I write back, because I remember this one, right? This is in the special person post. I got it. And since your special person doesn't have free will, because they're not real, they're only real in your world. In your world, they can do only what you bid them to do. And of course, I reply, right? So when people toss that stuff up, I say, listen, right? First of all, obviously I'm real, because I'm disagreeing with you. And it's not because you're imagining me disagreeing with you. Out of 8 billion people in the world, what are the odds? I'm going to disagree with you because my state of happy, loving teacher says I want more people to be happy and loving. And denying that someone else is real, let's just really get real here. By the way, she had cats. Right? Lots of cats. Almost every photo had a pussycat in it. Right? So the girl that's telling me, guess what, you can, you know, he will absolutely come to you because, well, she's not telling me this, she's telling somebody else this, because he's really not real, he doesn't have free will, Neville Goddard said they don't, rightio. And so I tell her, cats aren't real. Of course, she's going to argue with me because she's got cats, and the argument, gee, it's really weird. And it's like, and it boils down to this. Let me ask you a question, right? So you're asserting that the people that, or the guy that this other woman loves, actually has a craving for, the guy that this other woman has a craving for, you're asserting that he's not real. And she's agreeing with you. I can tell you this much. Victoria gets how real I am. And I get how real she is. And I get how real cats and dogs are. And I get how real is. And I get what's really happening. And I want you to. Because I want you to get real results. I want you to experience real love. Because if you're imagining that your special person isn't real, by the way, when I bring it to the cat level, The conversation gets really wild and interesting. It's like, if they're not real, why have them? If they don't have free will, why do they not always do what you want? It's a weird thing when people dive into weird logic. See, here's what you are. You're magical. And Neville Goddard said to imagine up a rich, fulfilling life. And in that life, if you want a partner, imagine being happily married. He said not to choose the particular person and make it about them and force them to do something. He said imagine lovingly for others, and they can accept or reject. Everyone has free will. I've got a great article on this. If you need to see it, let me know. But Neville Goddard talks about the illusion of free will. He says where free will actually ends. Because you have free will to choose or reject any state, any concept, any idea. Happy, loving teacher, I've chosen that. Now that state determines what I talk about and how I talk about it. Because I want more happy and loving in the world. I want less agony and insanity. You think about it, right? Here's the other thing. Let's chunk up a little bit. Well, this world of the physicality is not real. Yes, it is. It's equally a dream, Neville says. And I love that because consciousness is the only reality. And if you're conscious of what you imagine, what you think, what you feel in the physical world around you, you start to notice a pattern. Your imaginal experience leads your emotions. Your imaginal experience leads your thinking. Your imaginal experience leads the physical events, the circumstances and conditions of your life. Period. You want to know why you're getting this message today? Because of something you imagined. Now here's the deal. Maybe you know cats are real, and maybe you know the other people around you are weird. I mean, real. The people around me are weird. I attract weird people for some reason. I love them. That's what I am. But here's the thing, guys. There's a lot of people teaching weird shit out there, and some of it sounds pretty damn good. I'm not into weird shit. I'm weird, right? I'm just different. Like, yeah, I'm the guy that gets, you know what? You change your state, you change your story. You change your state, your story changes, your whole life changes. A lot of people want to blame the government. A lot of people want to blame their karmic. A lot of people want to blame their dogmic. I don't care what you blame. It's because sooner or later you get to take responsibility. And responsibility is the ability to respond as an active imaginer. If you get gold from what we do, there's two things I want you to do. Number one, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. If you haven't done it, do it. A buddy of mine just started. He's been emailing me for 3 years. Finally started. Finally made the time. You can't imagine how happy that makes me. Because I know he's worth 15 minutes a day. That's what it takes. 15 minutes a day, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. The lesson's only about 5 or 6 minutes, most of them. You do about 5 to 10 minutes of play a day, done. Let the little lessons create massive change. You don't gotta struggle with this. Because there's the path of struggle, and then there's the path of, you know what, this is what's proven to work. My other suggestion, PearlPowerPack.com. We did 3 live calls. Because I didn't feel like voting. Because I don't believe politicians have power over my life. PearlPowerPack.com. Because Neville Goddard says you must give in the belief in all outside powers. Neville Goddard said that you must give up the belief of anything having power over you. Because what you are is love. And when you begin to realize, notice from, and live the love that you are, you're going to get the cats are real. Dogs are real too. So are the people around you. And yes, they will respond to the state that you're putting forth. Believe me. But here's the thing. They've got free will. They can lift you up. They can walk away from you. And I can promise you this. If your state has you telling a story that those who you love or crave or whatever you want to call it aren't real, don't have free will, only do your bidding, why do you think they're running from you? When you get the magical that you are, this becomes a lot more fun. Dive deeper, soar higher. And now imagine up some lovely. Imagine sending me your Manifesting Mastery Course updates as we go into the silence. All right, that's it. Have a lovely day. Remember, cats are real, dogs are real, you're real too. And here's the other thing that I noticed. People that assert that reality isn't real, yeah, they don't get how real they are. Because you're the dreamer of the dream. You're the dreamer of the dream that leads the imaginal experience. And you're the dreamer that dreams what follows. The physical, the mental, the emotional. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a lovely day. And join us in ManifestingMasteryCourse.com.